Second parak of Yevamos Mishnah Gimel. We're going to say now the general rule on which the previous Mishnahs were based. Klal Amru Bi Yevama. Kol She Iser Elva Lo Choletz V'Lam Yisya Bemes. If the Yevama is an Iser Elva, which means that she has an Iser that there will be Kuris if there's relations between the Yavam and this woman, then not only is there no Yibum, which is obvious because it's a Kuris, it's not even a Chalitza because there is no connection between the two, just like they can't get married. There's also no zikas hibam between the two. Isura isa mitzvah. If she has an isa mitzvah, which we will see in the next mishnah, what this means, and isa kedusha, we'll see also in the next mishnah what this means. Then choletzes v'loy misya benes. These are talking about isurim, which are either isurim derabanan or only esay and loisesay, but there's no kares. And therefore, since it is a type of isa which kedushin do take effect on, therefore, it's also to have yibum. Chalitza is still is not only permitted to do, but it's required to be done because that kesher between the yavam and the yavamah remains intact. Just like kedushin can take effect, so too the yibum, zikas yibum takes effect, and you remove it through chalitza. Achayzu she yavimta choletzes oy misya bemes. If the achoyse she yevimta choleses she misya bemes, we're going to see this also in Mishnayos afterwards. It's talking about that there are two brothers that unfortunately died, and they were married to two sisters. So now, basically, what happens is these two sisters fall to him to yibum. He has an option of being miyabim one or the other. The Maisa, each one, he can't be miyabim both of them because he can't marry two sisters. So there's a problem with the Yibum. But if one of these sisters was an erva to the second brother, let's set up this case. We have Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters, and they both died. Levi remains alive. Now these two sisters fall to Yibum to him. He could be miyabe, theoretically, one of the two. We can't be miyabe in both. The fact that the two sisters that fall to Yibum could potentially be a reason why you should not be miyabe either one of them. You should do chalitza. But if one of the two happened to be an erva tim, in other words, one of the two was his daughter, for example, or some other type of relationship, then that one is not zkuka leyavam, and he could do yibum to the other one, because the whole problem of having yibum is when both of the two sisters are eligible for him. If only one is eligible, and one is not, then he can do yibum to the other one. And if he can do chayzeh shivim to choletzes, he can do all the chalitza yibum to the other one.